to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome back to the Disney Nerds Podcast. I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary, and this is a very, very special episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast because Jimmy and I are hanging out in Magic Kingdom.
Villains After Hours.
Villains After Hours, the Thursday night After Hours event for the summer of 2019. Every Thursday night, basically from now, which is, what's today, June the 6th?
June the 6th.
Until, I think it's August, mid-August, basically up until Halloween parties.
Pretty much,
have a nightly event that is villains-themed, but the Magic Kingdom almost to ourselves.
Yeah. It is super, super quiet here.
It is, and I tell you what, why don't we start by listening to a description of what that is from the media event that you and I attended a little earlier today.
Courtney. Hi everybody! Thank you so much for being with us here tonight. As Courtney shared, my name is Raven Trone, and I work in marketing for the Magic Kingdom. We are absolutely thrilled to be hosting you for the inaugural Disney Villains After Hours event. We hope that you find it as wickedly wonderful and as much fun as we do. Who here has been to or has heard of Disney After Hours at Walt Disney World? Woohoo! So most of you, which is awesome, great to see. What you're going to see tonight is that we're taking Disney After Hours to a whole new level by taking some of the best elements, such as low wait times on attractions and complimentary ice cream and other snacks throughout the night, and adding incredible entertainment, brand new themed merchandise, fun photo ops, food and beverage, and more, all with a villainous twist. The highlight of the evening and the can't-miss moment is hands down going to be the brand new Villains Unite the Night stage show, which is over 20 minutes long and which features some of our most beloved baddies like Hades, Meg, the Queen, Jafar, and Maleficent. And speaking of Maleficent, that's going to be another highlight of the evening. Maleficent the Dragon, who's best known for her role in our Festival of Fantasy Parade, is going to be slinking throughout the park at night for the first time, breathing fire for us all to admire. But entertainment isn't all that we have to offer. As Courtney mentioned, Space Mountain and Pirates of the Caribbean are getting awesome enhancements. And as a perk for this room, your credential is also going to act as a fast pass starting at 10:30. So please take advantage of that. But don't worry about the Fast Pass access being limited, because like I said, the low wait times that are on attractions are one of the key benefits, so be sure to ride your other favorites too. Another fun feature to take note of is all of the photo ops. As you're making your way around the park this evening, take note of the fun photo backdrops and of all the Disney Photo Pass photographers who are out and who are willing to take special magic shots that are featuring some of our favorites, like Scar and the Oogie Boogie Man. In addition, as many of you who have seen already this evening, we have amazing varieties of our exclusive merchandise and of our beautiful themed food and beverage for you to enjoy here, but also scope out kind of while you're out there in the park. I personally am looking forward to getting my hands on a Hades Ladies tank top and also trying the Dragon's Breath float. But before I wrap up, I want to give you just one more inside tip for tonight. As you're exiting this evening, please take note of the train station, because you just might find a delightful fiendish friend or two who is looking to give you a very fond farewell. Thanks again for being with us tonight. I hope that you are as excited about this experience as I am, and that we all have a wicked good time.
So, all right, we heard about quite a bit of things that are happening here. We just left Pirates of the Caribbean.
little interaction that you normally don't get.
Well, what did you think, man? I kind of liked it.
I think it's cool. I think they should do that more often, to be honest with you.
It was really cool, and this is premiered at the Halloween party last year. I thought the, I'm not sure what her name was, but the pirate in the queue was kind of cool.
That was cool, and then you had Barbossa later on.
Right in character the whole time. And I think, you know, it caught me by surprise because I wasn't quite sure what to make of that or what to say to him.
Well, and it looked like he wanted some interaction from us, and we kind of, but well, we were filming and kind of like.
Well, we're going to go really in there and heckle him.
Yeah.
But you know, we need to hear from our listeners on what's the best thing to heckle here. But listen, this background, we're walking through Adventureland, dude.
It's not Adventureland music.
It sure isn't. This is part of the villain theme. Maybe a little brass drum in there.
Well, this is, I mean, this would be villain like Barbossa, right? So this would be villain, but still fit the land.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some PhotoPass photographers out we see in front of us here.
This is a magic shot that I'd like to go do real quick, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's why we're here to do this stuff.
So there's no character meet and greets other than the big Maleficent fire-breathing dragon.
The dragon from the parade is making her way through the streets here.
But it seems like it's kind of cool. Seems like there's a lot of PhotoPass photographers with these magic shots, and I think this one is Scar.
Oh, that would make a lot of sense right here in Adventureland, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so I definitely would like to get this one.
There's another magic shot going on over by the Purple Wall. There's one back by the Little Mermaid.
That's part of our scavenger hunt.
It is, and if it's back by the Little Mermaid, I'm thinking that Ursula's got to be involved.
Probably, you would think.
Yeah.
You would think.
That just kind of hit me. I like that idea. The maps are kind of cool for the event. There's some merchandise, some food.
The maps are completely different than any other map I've ever seen before.
It's like real cardstock.
Real cardstock, shaped differently, some pops of color. I mean, for the Halloween party and the other stuff that we normally would go to, the map is decorated differently, but it's still the same threefold map.
Yes.
This one's completely different.
It's the first time I've seen that, and it was pretty cool. There's a DJ in the center hub right now.
Yeah, and then they did one villain show earlier, and then we're going to be heading over to one shortly.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to catch that villain show. We're also going to catch Space Mountain. There's an overlay going on over there, too.
And let's be honest, you're not in Walt Disney World unless you hear a scooter backing up.
Or a child crying.
Or a child crying.
And it's a little late for those children that would be crying right now.
Absolutely, so you get the scooter backing
up. Absolutely makes sense. I was thinking that, too. This background music's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it.
So what we're going to do, let's listen in to some of the merchandise and food and beverage conversation from the media event that was a little
bit. Both of them were fantastic.
They were, yes. Hey, guys, it is the Disney Nerds Podcast. We are here, Jimmy and Sam, at the Villains event, the first inaugural, running every Thursday night now until August 8th, I think it is, 2019, and we are with Julia, who's part of the culinary team here, cooking up some really interesting, spooky, ghoulish treats for the event. So what can you tell me about those?
So we actually have several new offerings that we're going to have today. So first, we're going to start off with a Dragon's Breath Float.
Dragon's Breath Float.
Correct. So it's going to be inspired by the Maleficent Dragon. So it's a lemon soft serve with Sprite, some cherry syrup, and then it's going to have the green cherries, which are a representation of the eyeballs.
Those are green cherries.
Green cherries.
Is that like just like a sugar top there, the
yep,
little fire?
It's just a sugar garnish.
I love it.
Yes.
I love it. All right, what else we got?
Next to it is going to be the Maleficent Cone. This is actually returning from our Mickey's Not So Scary.
I was going to say, this looks a little familiar, so it's
yes.
a favorite.
It is a guest favorite, so we needed to bring it back for this event as well.
Okay, and cone with...
Yep, the cone with the lime soft serve, and then
Lime soft serve.
Okay. Yeah, and then we have the chocolate horns, and then it's got some purple sanding sugar on top.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Next to that is going to be the Hades Temptation.
Hades Temptation.
Correct. So this is going to be a violet lemonade. It's actually inspired by Hades. From the movie, you actually can find him drinking a Cosmo with a green worm on top. So this is our interpretation of that.
Straight out of the movie.
Straight out of the movie.
I love it.
And that can be found at Tortuga Tavern.
That's a great point. Where are these scattered throughout Magic Kingdom?
Yeah, so the first two, they're actually going to be at Storybook Treats.
Okay.
And then the Hades Temptation is definitely going to be at Tortuga Tavern.
Okay. What do we got down there? I see a pineapple and a cherry.
That one's actually going to be the drink from the other side, inspired by Dr. Facilier. The whole movie is from New Orleans, so we wanted to take our twists on a New Orleans favorite.
Absolutely, yep. Yeah. And our cameraman right now might be from that particular area.
Very nice. Awesome. And then on the far end, we actually have our intergalactic noodles.
So that it looks like purple noodles with some really colorful things there. What is that?
Yeah, so it's going to be purple noodles. It's going to have peas, red onions, red peppers, water chestnuts, and then it's going to be tossed in a chili garlic sauce.
Awesome.
Yeah, so this inspiration for this one was Evil Emperor Zurg. And then you can find
Emperor Zurg, I get it. So it's going to be in Tomorrowland somewhere.
Yeah, it's going to be a cool ship.
There you go.
Absolutely.
All right. What up on top? A brownie or something?
Yeah, that's actually going to be a brokey. So it's our Headless Horseman. So the chocolate piece is actually a picture of the Headless Horseman. And what's also great, this is going to be served at the Liberty Square popcorn cart. Also there.
The popcorn cart?
Yes.
Okay.
Also there is going to be the, we're going to have a novelty straw for the Headless Horseman as well. So it's going to be great to check out both that are going to be there.
All right, what's next looks like Adventureland, but maybe I'm wrong.
This is actually going to be found in Sleepy Hollow. Oh, so this is also Dr. Facilier. So it's going to be a chocolate tart with peanut butter mousse, chocolate ganache, and then the tarot card on top.
I'm going to stop guessing now.
It's all right. You were close. You were close. In the center, also returning from one of the Halloween parties, is our Hades nachos.
Hades nachos. That looks really interesting.
Yeah, so those are also going to be served at Tortuga Tavern. And then right next to that is going to be our DeVille's treat. So this is going to be a brownie, and then it has the icing to look like Cruella DeVille's hair. And you can find those at Casey's Corner.
Okay. Yep. And lastly, I think it's an apple.
It is an apple. Nice. It's our not-so-poison apple cupcake. So it's
a cupcake.
Yep. So it's a spiced apple cake with pecans, and then it's going to have some buttercream icing on top.
So you have some returning favorites from the Halloween party. You have some new favorites. And,
absolutely.
And this is in addition to the snacks that are part of the event, but this is
correct.
Cool stuff.
It's very cool.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Julian.
Jimmy, I think that we should go over and see if we can look at merchandise.
Check out the merchandise.
Well, let's do that. Thank you again.
You're very welcome.
Head over to the other side of the room and check out the merchandise.
Absolutely. There's
the villains ever. The villains after our party. Just sit tight while I walk across the room. I apologize for any bounciness, but I am.
Oh, it's not all that bouncy. The merchandise looks really cool. Hello, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Good. You are
Aaron.
How are you?
I'm live.
With the Disney Nerds Podcast.
Fantastic.
We just talked about a whole bunch of cool food.
We're going to talk about a whole bunch of cool merchandise.
All right. And it looks pretty cool. By the way, let me say I love the logo. The castle with the villains in it, and it's really cool what you do.
That extra special touch of like a Disney magic that got incorporated made it so much fun to work with. And it's one of those things, as I've been pointing it out to people, they're going, oh, we didn't even recognize it. So it makes it so much more fun.
Absolutely.
What I love about this assortment, we started working with it, one, the electric blue color of Hades. It's amazing, and it just pops against the black ground. And we wanted to do something a little bit edgier, especially for our ladies, too. You know, we don't always do tank tops like that, so it was fun to bring it into life.
Yeah, you got a little
rock and roll going on,
right?
I got
it, yeah. Speaking of ladies, this dress, come on.
Isn't this dress amazing? Now, I will tell you, this is not event exclusive, and that could be a good thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's absolutely stunning. I like when you first see it. It's subtle. Boom! All of your favorite Disney villains in one place. It's so much fun. It's amazing. And that's kind of the great part, is that what we wanted to bring it tonight is if you're not able to make it to the events, you still have the opportunity to get some really great Disney villains merchandise.
Absolutely. And I see the lots. Mugs, of course.
Those are, again, part of our Disney villains that we have in the parks regularly.
Okay.
We did do a stainless steel turvis tonight for the event. Let me bring it over.
Yeah, let's see that.
We're rocking our Hades here on top. He looks awesome. Turn it around. We've got that really killer event logo on it.
It's really special.
So it might not be that mug that you're looking at, but this is one of those ones that you get to travel with and show off to your friends.
That's exactly right.
We're really loving it.
Now, tell me about the Ursula purse there. Am I calling it the right thing?
Absolutely. It is stunning. It's a crossbody bag. That is not event exclusive as well.
One of those really
cool items that we wanted to bring in and let people get to experience and see firsthand. But it is available throughout the Walt Disney World Resort and some of our specialty shops. It's amazing. If you're a Disney Villains fan, gals, you've got to have it. It is so amazing.
This is cool stuff. And I see some other...
We have some other things. We've got Maleficent headband, which who doesn't love a headband,
right? On top, yep.
Why don't you have one on right now?
I missed that over there. You're absolutely right. I see
some
the ball cap.
We have ball caps. Those are
Christmas decorations, kind of the shoe on the shelf there?
Those are. So we have ornaments that are here that are themed after our villains.
They're Halloween ornaments. They're not Christmas ornaments.
They are ornaments for any time of year. Listen.
For the middle of summer when you're doing villains.
If you love villains, why not hang a villain on your Christmas tree, right? You are showing your Disney side 365 days a year. So we absolutely love those. And what the other thing to mention, too, with the Disney Villains After Dark, we actually are doing personalized D-Tech phone cases with that beautiful, really amazing Hades logo that you can personalize with your name.
With the event logo.
With the event logo on it.
I like that a lot.
Really, really
stunning. I see some
stunning.
Other phone cases there. Those are throughout the park.
Those are throughout the parks. They're available day in and day out.
That's awesome. I love these balloons, by the way, too. Those should come at some point.
Right? I want to take those home with me. They look so amazing.
Thank you so much for the
Thanks
time.
Thanks for stopping by, guys. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Have so much fun tonight.
Thank you so much.
We plan to, that's for sure. So I think the next place, Jimmy, there's some face painting over here. Are you up for that?
I'm going to video you getting face painted.
No. That's why you wanted to hold the camera? Is that what you're telling me now? Because I think it should be you doing the face painting.
We can go over there and...
We can go take a peek.
Take a peek at some of the face painting going on. We have some really cool backdrops in here.
Which, by the way, we did hear a little earlier that there are special photo opportunities throughout Magic Kingdom, in addition to the Maleficent Dragon that's going to be going around breathing fire as a photo op. That's kind of cool.
Now, during the event, I ran into Jimmy in the Hub, and yes, that music you're hearing right now is the Hub, Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom. What we did is headed over to Pirates of the Caribbean, where there's a special overlay going on for the Villains event.
Hey, guys. Coming to you live from... The Villains After Hours. I'm here with Rachel, Sammy.
What's going on, guys?
And Sammy Fammy.
Here's what, hold on 1 second, because I think this deserves a look here, Jimmy.
Please share.
Yeah, I know what's going on, I mean.
Jimmy, this deserves a quick look right here, man. This deserves a quick look. I'm not sure if you guys can see that. 15 minutes for Seven Dwarves, 5 minutes for pretty much everything else. Haunted Mansion, 13.
Because we know it don't go less than that.
Pirates is 10. They have a special overlay going on. We're going to head over to Pirates. But that's what you're getting here. You're getting these wait times. 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 for Space Mountain because there's an overlay. 10, 5, 5, 5, 15 for Seven Dwarves. Not too bad.
And most of these that say 5 is the time it takes you to walk through the queue. So it's literally the walkthrough. We just rode on Buzz and it's literally, you just walk right on, it's walk on. Hello, thank you. There with a live cast member. Pretty cool.
Lock down, you lily livered lover! Strike your feathers, dearie. Show up your flock.
Hey, send him hints of Davy Jones. It's the rum they want. Drink the mirties.
Swamis, what may I offer for these hearty heads? Every one an egg layer.
Not lest they be laying golden eggs.
Is that all you want, Captain Jack Sparrow? You'll never find the treasure without a look at this here man. And this will be key to the treasure.
Get his head!
and congregate. You report to the Black Pearl. It is the last thing you do. That treasure is going to be mine. And if you want to be on the winning crew, then you'll find your best odds with Captain Marvels. Give me a gambling rise.
There were two cast members in Pirates with some interaction, and in all that excitement, I lost Jimmy.
I got a little lost at the villains' events. Jimmy and I got separated. I couldn't find him. We were watching Villains Unite. And I found him in, of all places, Epcot the next day.
I never come here. It's so weird.
It is so weird, but we figured while we're walking around World Showcase here, we wanted to step back, talk about the Villains event, the Villains After Hours, because it was cool at the end of the day. Kind of a recap of what we were talking about there.
I think you lost me because I was trying to get over to Casey's right before it closed to get a dog, and I did not accomplish my mission. I ended up having to grab something like a cold sandwich at the hotel.
Well, so Casey's closed at 1 o'clock along with the rest of the park. Villains After Hours ran from 10 until 1. Lines were very short. We know that.
Very short. It was very limited and a lot of fun. If you want to do an event like that, it was pretty amazing.
Absolutely. And what the other thing I would say is make sure everybody absolutely positively understands this. There are no characters out, no villains to take pictures with.
They are not, but as me and Sam mentioned earlier in the night, there are some magic shots.
Yes.
Which is important because there's some magic shots that you don't normally get. They're exclusive magic shots.
That's absolutely right. And I only wanted to mention it because I don't want people to be disappointed or buying tickets ahead of time and coming down thinking this is a Halloween party where there's all kind of villains. There weren't. It was a great party, though.
It was a great party. There was a great show. And at the end of it, when you were walking out, we saw the two stepsisters and...
Peter Pan was up there.
I saw Queen of Hearts.
Okay. This was on top of the train station as we were
leaving. As you were exiting.
I saw Gaston. I saw Peter Pan. It was good. Maleficent was up there too.
Oh, I didn't see. See, when I walked out, it was the two stepsisters and the Queen of Hearts.
That's cool then. You get different characters based on when you're
rotate. Yeah, they must rotate in and out.
Absolutely. Now, what I did really like about it, you know, we talked before, there was some limited edition merchandise. There were some food offerings. You had the included
popcorn,
items.
Popcorn, ice cream options.
Water, soft drinks, bottled. The Villains Unite show is something that I thought was really cool. What were your thoughts on that?
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. There was a whole story behind it. It wasn't just random villains coming up.
Which I did like. It seemed to be an extension. This was not something we've seen at Halloween parties before. It was completely different.
Hades was kind of the guy running the god, kind of running the whole thing.
Yeah, well, he was trying to align the planets, and it was a cool story, and that was kind of neat.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I quite enjoyed the story. It was pretty awesome.
So all of that said, I think we should listen to audio from that show because it was that good.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's definitely worth listening to.
Absolutely. So we got to do Villains Unite, and guess what? Next week we're going to talk Toy Story 4, which was a great movie. We won't say anything else but that. Stay tuned next week. Make sure you subscribe to the Disney Nerds Podcast, thedisneynerdspodcast.com. You'll find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, all that good stuff. Thanks for listening. This is Villains Unite.
Quaharini.
Kongaloosh.
Mischief makers of all ages, be warned. In just a few minutes, we'll invite you to experience the dark deeds of tonight's presentation. Villains Unite the Night! Please note that during the show, lighting in this area will be reduced. For your safety and the safety of others, we ask that you remain in the same location until the lighting returns to normal. Thank you.
Dreaming big.
Hey,
princess. The fates, though not much to look at, have never been wrong. And look! The planets and the cosmos are aligning. I shall rule the universe tonight! And you, my little nutmeg, are gonna make sure everything goes according to plan. Capiche?
Loud and clear.
Great. Well, it seems we have some time to kill, so what do you say? Let's party! What in my name is happening?
Don't look at me.
Yes, we have arrived.
Ooh, hello, tall, dark, and creepy.
Who exactly do you think you are?
I am Jafar, the great and powerful sorcerer of Agrabah.
Never heard of the place.
But surely you've heard of me, my pet.
Don't my pet me, although I'm big in the beard. It's very twisted.
Are you two done? Now see here, Party Crasher, if you would please, get out!
You have crossed paths with the wrong man. No one is going to stand in my way of the prophecy.
Now see here, brother. Prophecy? What prophecy?
When the five planets align, as is their mission, everything you wish will come to fruition. The five shall come together and hear my curse. Evermore you shall rule.
I'm cool. I'm fine. I'm cool. Look here. You seem mistaken, friend. The prophecy is mine!
I am not your friend, and I am not mistaken. And now, you are standing in my way.
Your way? This is my party, my prophecy, my way!
Silence, you fool!
Fool? Who are you calling a fool?
You. And now, I will show you how we deal with insolence like yours in Agrabah.
Oh, I'm just filled with anticipation. He comes uninvited and then brings guests? Worst guest ever.
For the next tour.
You know, I may have been too hard on you earlier. Us baddies have got to stick together if you're picking up what I'm laying down.
Not quite.
Stay! Make yourself comfortable and let's see how this prophecy thing shakes out together.
You are too kind.
Hey, see that our special friends are seen to properly. Not bad. But his design tastes are awful. Let's fix this. Just as expected, the planets are coming into alignment. It'll be no time at all now!
They're taken care of.
Oi, memo to me. Name the next person that interrupts you. What now?
At last, the power I seek is at hand.
Yikes, who's the old hag?
Hag? I am no hag. I am a queen, and you shall bow before royalty.
Whoa. Ease up, sister. I've been around a lot longer than you've had that crown. Now I think that sweet little princess you desire is a that-a-way.
Silence, you fool!
Again with the fool!
I have come from a faraway place to fulfill my prophecy.
Oh boy, I know where this is going.
When the five planets align, as is their mission, everything you wish will come to fruition. The five shall come together and hear thy curse.
Nevermore you shall rule the universe.
You dare.
That's right. I know the prophecy. It's my prophecy. You better get a new story to tell, lady.
Perhaps. Have you heard the tale of the huntsman?
Ooh, tell me more. Hi, name's Megara. Friends call me May, at least they would if I had any friends.
He weaves quite a compelling story.
I'll be the judge of that.
You know the penalty if you fail.
I think his employer needs to work on her people skills, huh? Oh, yes. Well, apparently, there's nothing I can do. My hands are tied as they were. But I must insist that you...
Stay! After all, your evilness, it's not every day we meet a man with his set of talents. Right this way, your majesty. And my...
Boy, women. Can't rule the universe with them. Can't rule the universe without them. Am I right?
You know, I may have underestimated just how successful tonight was gonna be.
Successful? You think tonight is successful? Look at this! The time is drawing near, and now I have all these extra guests I have to take care of.
Relax, Rex. It's not like they matter anyway. The fates did say this was your their prophecy, didn't they?
Well, they didn't say specifically mine. But who cares about the details when ultimate power is at hand?
You know, they do say the devil is in the details, Lord of the Underworld.
Let me paint you a picture, Dollface. Your freedom fluttering away if tonight doesn't go according to plan.
But you can't. You promise.
I'm Hades! I can do whatever I want. Enough with the lightning and thunder already.
My good sir, and mademoiselle, enchanté. A tip of the hat from Dr. Facilier.
Cut to the chase, Stretch. We're running out of time, and I'm running out of patience.
When the five planets align, as is their mission.
The prophecy? That's why you're here? The prophecy?
Don't be a fool. You don't want to mess with the Shadow Man.
Fool! I'm really beginning to hate that word.
Shadow Man? You don't seem so shadowy to me.
Look here, Slim. I'm trying to take over the cosmos, and you're in my way. So kindly, get out!
Don't you disrespect me. This is my world now, and I have friends on the other side.
Your world? There's no. I rule the other side, and I never heard of you or your friends.
Then you are in for a treat.
Calls me a fool and then brings treats? Figure your life out, man.
Didn't I?
Yes, you did. She's here for the prophecy. The planets are about to align, and I'm going to take over the universe!
Do not attempt to rob me of what's mine!
The queen shall be served first!
My friends will have something to say about this!
Fellas, ladies, you're forgetting one detail. I was here first!
How
such dear insolence!
What are you doing?
Silence, you fools! The planets are not of what the prophecy speaks. Together, we are the Five, and only now that we are together can we gain the power we so desire.
Come again.
You are wrong, O Great One. The prophecy isn't about you. It's about all of you. All Five of you.
The Five shall come together and hear thy curse.
Forevermore, you shall rule the universe.
Hurry up, Hayes. You're wasting time.
All right, all right. New plan. Hey, you all ain't that bad. I mean, you're all evil, and that's what makes you great. So, what do you say? Since the last planet's about to align, shall we rule the universe together?
It is the only way.
Agreed.
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 Okay, I'm in. When the Five Planets align, as is their mission,
everything you wish will come to fruition.
The Five shall come together and hear thy curse.
Nevermore, you shall rule the universe.
O Night, hear thy voices. Give us thy power. Make us your choices.
Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So